don't know if you're aware, but the United States has won that going back 9 world championships. Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte won the last 9.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything to you that you were able to kind of keep that streak going or following those guys' footsteps?
Yeah, of course. I mean, last summer was a disappointment for me where I wasn't able to continue the 4IM tradition. I mean, that was something that bothered me for a few months, and I'm very aware of what those two have done, and they're the centerpiece of IM in our sport, both of them. No one's going to change them or replace those two, but to be able to continue and represent the U.S. and be on top of the podium in that event, that's cool to me, because those two are my idols.
Okay, and so tonight, we've gone 4 days without the men getting an individual gold medal, and kind of came in there and cracked that. Talking about that a little bit?
I mean, we could have gone without my swim. I'm fairly confident with Caleb. He was going to back one up and light one up. Yeah, I think it's cool, and it was cool seeing Caleb swim. I got to catch a little bit of it, and he's something else. He's going to be something special in our sport for the years to come. But it's a good day for the U.S.
Okay, my final question is 200 IM. This is your first major international competition swimming at 200 IM. You've been 400. What was that experience like for you?
It's a lot more fun than the 4IM. I felt a lot better climbing out of the water instead of crawling out. But like I said, if I thought that there was an outside chance that I could even medal, and I thought that'd be a big step, and if I did that, I thought my 4IM would be pretty good at the end of the meet. And last night I kind of switched transitions when I was like, wow, I feel kind of good and think I have a little bit more left. So I think I went through the stages of prelims, semis pretty well. This is my first time ever doing it on this level. So I've been lucky to be around Michael my whole life and see how he handled it, and I did my best job of kind of keeping my composure and imitating how he's always done it, and I think that was a big bonus for me and helped me get to where I was tonight.
How does it feel to be part of this young core of guys that are going to do big things? You, Caleb, Ryan, and kind of taking over the mantle after Phelps and Lochte with the guys for so long?
I mean, like I said, no one's ever going to replace those guys. Those guys are going to be what hopefully my kids are probably going to be talking about those two and everything they've done. And for me to be able to stand on top of the podium, and Caleb can speak for himself. He's something else, and he's going to continue to be a star, and he's only getting started. But I think we're in a good place being 3 years out from the next Olympic Games, and we're still in a rebuilding phase. But I think everyone in the U.S. is swimming really well, and this has been probably the best world championships I've been to, and as far as the team being close and everyone working towards one goal.
How did it feel to see the flag being raised for you?
That was cool. I've never heard my own national anthem, and I mean, that's why I do it. Is representing my country is the ultimate meaning of all of this, above anything else. And to be able to see the flag raised at the top and hear my national anthem, I'll never forget that moment.
Jesse, you were talking about the specific moment in time a few months back when you turned disappointment into motivation. When exactly was that, and can you describe that moment in a little in more detail?
It's probably right when I touched the wall. I'll never forget that last final 5 meters of the 4IM when I knew I didn't have enough for what it took to get it done. And everything I do every single day, that final 5 meters replays in my head. It haunts me, and I was lucky enough to turn it into motivation.
I meant that turnaround you were saying a few months ago when you were 3 seconds behind your current time.
I wouldn't say it's a fair estimate of dropping 3 seconds. That was just currently my time. I didn't really swim it at trials. I probably could have gone a little faster, but I didn't exactly think I would drop that much time. So, like I said, overall great experience today.
Was it sweeter meeting the guy who beat you in Rio?
That doesn't really play too much in my head. He's an awesome competitor, and I've been lucky enough to race him. He's one of the most gracious and humble competitors out there, and we'll be preparing for that race, and me, him, and Sato will be warming up in the same lane smiling. So I'm not out there to go beat him. I'm out there to swim my best, and he pushes me, and I think I push him. So we have a great rivalry.
Thanks, Chase.